to Otaku Nation UK. So this week we got two new animes, and they are, I'm just getting the first name, Gekkan Shoujo Nozaki-kun, or Girls Monthly Nozaki-kun. Oren, you picked this week, and
yes.
I know how much you've been raving about this, so if you just want to give a quick synopsis of what this is about.
Yeah, sure. Once again, names elude me, but basically there is the main character is this girl, and she's basically in love with her like classmate, and she's like, oh, I'm gonna tell him that I love him, but she can't, and she's just like, oh, I'm a big fan of yours, instead of saying, oh, will you go out with me, and he's like, oh, okay, so he signs the autograph and gives it to her, and she's just like, what is this? But then she tries to tell him again, like, oh, like, I want to be with you forever. Later on, when she, like, tries to admit her feelings, he's like, oh, you should come home with me. And she's like, what? This is really forward. And they end up going home. And she's like, oh, I've never been in a boy's house before. And all that weird nonsense. And then it was like, oh, here, are you good at inking? What? And yeah, basically, he's a shoujo manga artist. This really stoic, really tall dude writes this really romantic shoujo flowery manga, and she basically ends up being his assistant. And throughout the series, you meet up with other cast members who basically can do different techniques with them, like with, like, one of them can do like the toning, someone else can do background, I think then one of the guys does like the special effects, like all the flowers and everything. And they basically just come together, like, it's just an unlikely group of these students from the same school who basically help this guy do his shoujo manga. But the thing is, he's, like, the main dude, he's completely oblivious to anything romantic in real life. He can only understand it if it's via manga. There's, like, a prince-type character you meet later on. I don't know if I should spoil the twist on that. You see it, like, pretty much straight away. But like, that character's great. Yeah, there's this cool, wild guy. He looks cool and wild.
Oh, yeah. The redhead, yeah.
He like, everybody thinks, oh, look, he looks dangerous, or he looks like this, but he says, like, super romantic, like, gross things. Not gross as in, like, oh, but it's, like, really sappy stuff. And then he's like, yeah. And then, like, 2 seconds after, he's just super embarrassed about it. Like, it's like, oh god, why did they say that? And it's like, the main girl's like, I have no sympathy for you. And then she has an amazing best friend who's like, she's like, oh, I'm so considerate, I'm so, like, careful, I'm so caring, I think about, I always put everybody, like, before myself. But while she's saying all that, she's doing the complete opposite. So she's like walking in front of people with, who are about to take in front of someone's camera when they're trying to take a group picture. She's like, someone's trying to give a love letter to someone, she's like, no, get out of the way, I've got to go through you instead of going around you. Like, someone's, like, doing a big poster, she walks all over it and, like, screws it all up. She's just a mess, but she's, like, at the end of it, she's like, oh, wow, maybe I'm too perfect. Oh, God, like, maybe I'm the most perfect guy ever. It's just full of really bizarre, weird characters. With her, she's, like, really good at singing. It's the twist with her, but it's just like, oh, what is... This show is just great, and it's just goofy, and, like, each episode's, like, broken up into two stories most of the time. But, yeah. Yeah, so it's... For me, I really enjoy the show. What about you guys?
I liked it. I loved... since... Well, it began, like, with Sakura, that's the girl, she... When she kind of went into her own world, I thought that was brilliant.
Yeah.
The kind of, what do? I've got to tell him. I'm a fan, but I really love him. Blah, 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 blah. And it's just like, wow, this, you got my attention, you know?
Yes.
Yeah, I liked it when, after she did the colouring in, and then as she left the flat, you're a manga artist. It's like, well, what were you doing for the last 4 hours? Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I'm going to carry on watching it and see. I know there was a clip that you showed us before.
Yeah,
the show. And
which made us laugh a bit too much.
Yeah, that's definitely going to make me carry on watching it. Yeah. What about you, Alex?
It's so cute. I thought I was going to hate it because I was like, oh, here we go, sappy romance show. But it's actually really quite fun. It's just so silly. It's just... I was expecting, well, I was expecting her to confess, and it's going to be a load of misunderstandings, but it's actually hilarious misunderstandings because he is so thick.
Oh, unbelievably, yeah.
But everyone else is like, what? Really? The redhead made me laugh when he got first introduced. And yes. I was like, what? He's going to be a dick.
Along because the, what is it, the main dude's like, oh yeah, like he's so pure and all that kind of stuff. And like he's explaining him and you think he's going to be like this really bland character. And then he's like, no, he's like that cool looking redhead character you always get. And she's just like, what? Him? That's not, like, you, I don't understand you at all. And then, oh. Yeah.
When like, he does the senpai bit as well. Senpai, yeah. I'm your senpai. Remember, I'm your senpai. Over and over again.
Call me senpai. Senpai, senpai. It's like you just want someone to call you senpai, don't you? But yeah, there's a bit like you find out that certain characters in the main dude's manga are like the people around him as well. Like the redhead's meant to be based off the main. Like the redhead is like, yeah, basically the main character in the shoujo novel he writes, who's a girl. So he's all like, oh, like, why did I say that? That's so embarrassing. Like, she says that in the manga as well. But the redhead doesn't know at all that that's him. It's so good. It's just super funny. I'd say get to like the third or fourth episode. Like, if you're not feeling it, at least get to that bit with the dating sim part, because that's so good. That was so unexpected. And it was just such a gem to see that. I'm so glad that they went that route. They could have done anything else, but no, they went there and it was great. Yeah, I really dig this show. But yeah, no, yeah, everybody watch it. Watch it.
Yeah, and it's glad you actually found an anime that you know you kind of enjoyed, because like some of them this season have been a bit Well, on to the next one, and we have seen this before. So this is the second season of Yami Shiba. Is that how it's pronounced?
Yami Shiba.
Shiba.
Shiba. Yeah.
It is basically It is basically 4-minute episodes of traditional Japanese folk stories or myths and legends, and it is just pure. It doesn't link in. Every episode, you can watch any episode, it doesn't matter in what order. It's just creepy. It's the only way I can describe it. Yeah, I watched the first 4 episodes, and then by the end of episode 4, I was just like, right, okay, that's enough for me. I don't want to be freaked out anymore. So, what did you think?
Well, for me, I remember watching it when we first, like, was suggested to watch it, like, at the beginning, like, the first season, and I remember liking it, because I remember that it was just like, why does this even exist? Why would you make a story this short, and that all, like, it's not that it's, like, super spooky, but it's the fact that it's really unsettling.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of the stories, like, and none of them are ever resolved, it's just kind of like, it just ends.
Yeah.
Like, halfway through a story, or like, oh, bad stuff happens, so something good's gonna happen, right? Nope. They just leave it, and you're like, oh no. And like Japanese folk horror, it's like it's just so weird. It's like compared to like because it's unsettling. It's not just like oh jump scare. It's like no, this is oh no, please no, please don't do this. It's the worst. But yeah, like I remember enjoying the first season of it. So watching the second season was like, yeah, it's great. Great, good, great. What did you think, Alex?
I'm usually okay with horrors, and this one's actually quite fine for me because it isn't jump scare or I'm going to cut someone's head off every 5 seconds.
No.
Yeah.
Like some other show that Harriet made us watch. Corpse Party. But yeah, this is quite awesome. The first episode of The Mannequin, I was like, please don't. Yeah. Please don't.
Oh, don't.
Ventriloquist mannequins are always super creepy. But I like the way it ended because it kind of like reflected the story he was telling, like about the traffic.
Yeah, I can't stand mannequins or dummies or dolls in any shape nor form, apart from my Dolphy that I own. But apart from that, no, I can't tolerate ventriloquist dummies. They actually freak me out. So that episode, when he came to life, I was just like, no, no, no.
That's good.
No. Yeah, I can't deal with that.
Yeah, no, yeah, so good. Because it's the bit where he was talking when the when the piece of wood falls out the back of the puppet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, that's a talisman. That is that possessed dummy. That is possessed. And then it was, and I was like, yeah. But then I like, obviously, because he was all like getting super excited about the car crash stuff.
Yeah, and then, yeah, and like then, you said, it was like reflective of this if he had the car crash or
he was. Yeah, so... when he's on the floor and he's just like, because everybody's like, oh, it's funny, it's funny. And then like when obviously the doll falls on the floor and it looks like someone who's been hit the way he lands. And he's just like, it hurts.
It's creepy
and
it's like, as hell.
Yeah. And then it just ends. And you're like, but dude, the puppet. And the arm comes off as well at one point. And everybody's still laughing. I'm like, what's wrong with this audience?
I know. Why are you laughing?
This isn't funny. What's wrong with you?
I mean, the next... I watched, like I said, first four. Second one, yeah, creepy. I don't know what the hell happened.
Oh, with the shadow stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, no. Please not.
I know. I was just like, right, I'm not having spaghetti in the
world. You got further than I did. I got 1, 2, and then just went, nope.
The third one was about Russian dolls.
No, even worse.
Yeah, and it was just a case of, like, this boy brought home a Russian doll, and his mum was like, throw it out. And next thing you know, she brings it back, and she's, like, all monotone. Like, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do that. And then the little boy realises that, I think, the souls are possessed, because he starts opening the Russian doll. And as each one gets down, it's just like a cross, or the face is scribbled, and then the last one, it's literally like, I can only describe as like, you know, like those drawings kids do, but kind of, think of Eve, you know, that kind of demonic drawing, and then he opens up the last one, and that's it, that's all the souls breaking loose. And then the fourth one I watched was called Wall Woman, about a guy who fantasizes, or sees a neighbor across the road, and then she turns into like this wall crawler, like, you know, like,
oh jeez,
yeah. And she, but he's like the opposite building. Next thing you know, she's in the building with him, and at the end he's like, it's here, isn't it? And then it just cuts to the left of the screen, and then her crawling up to the screen, and then that's it, end of the episode. I was like, no.
Yeah, no. I think the one with the Russian dolls was meant to be like, because, you know, the mum was having the different expression, like the different emotions, like she was crying 1 minute, and then she was laughing.
Yeah.
And then it was like, if you looked at the faces of the dolls, they had the different expressions that she was expressing as
and
well.
The last one was like torment, wasn't it?
Yeah, and it almost looked like the boy as well, the drawing.
Yeah.
So it's like, he's like, it's like they're trapped inside the dolls. At the end, like, and then they're like, and then the dad comes in. Like, I love that the dads are always so unassuming. They're just like, oh, like, I don't notice anything weird going on with, like, this woman I've been married to, like, for 20 years. But yeah, it's, I really like that show a lot. I'm glad that we watched it again.
Just gonna watch it forever and try not to, stay awake.
Yeah, I'll probably go back to the original, because I didn't watch many of the original series, but yeah, probably might save this for Halloween, maybe. another month to go. So, yeah, good choices that week, this week, Oren.
Yeah!
Yay!
Thanks, Oren!
I liked all of it as well, because, yeah, I picked it. Well, no, that's a lie. Last time I picked something, I think a lot of it was bad, because I thought it was going to be super manly, but it was manly in the wrong way.
Okay, moving on. We have two events this weekend. They're both clashing, so I'm going to one and Aisha is going to the other. She's not here again this week, but get well soon, Aisha, and we'll see you. Hopefully we'll talk about Alcon next week. So yes, Alcon, I'm just going to talk about what's going to happen. I haven't been to Alcon before, but I have been to LAC or LAGC. I don't know how they call it nowadays, but there is a lot of things happening here. I have the list here, and... Jesus, it's quite a lot of stuff to do. Even if I was to go to this, I don't think I'd be able to make most of them. So you have the parties, as usual. The AMV contest and making of it, like making panel, talent show, tournaments, prop making for beginners, a steampunk guide. There's, I'd love to have gone to this, but Whose Line Is It Anime?
Oh, wow.
I love Whose Line Is It Anyway, so I would have loved to have seen that. Bacchanal Game Show, I have no clue. Calligraphy workshops, charity auction, cosplay blind dates. I know they do a lot of that at LAC. Dub That Anime, the glow stick rave. For the 18s, the hentai panel, because, you know,
why not?
Yeah, I tell you, last time I went to the hentai panel, I literally just left feeling so unclean. I must tell you a story. I know I'm going off the bat here. At Kitacon, I think it was the second one. The hentai panels were on in the early morning of the, well, the early hours of the morning, so about 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. And I didn't go in at first, but I went in with my friend, and they brought up like these like drawings and the style of Tony Hart, you know, the do 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 do, you know, that kind of panning from one photo to the other.
Yeah, yeah. Mm.
So it came across a naked Belle Dandy, like with her legs spread. You know what I mean? I ran out the room because it left the name of who it was drawn by, and this is the name I'm known by in the cosplay community. Drawn by Manga Girl.
Oh, whoopsie.
Did you draw it?
No.
This is why I have two different cosplay names.
This is hand on heart, like Jack Swagger, We the People. I did not draw that. I literally left the room before anyone saw me, but I just thought, I hope that is coincidence, or someone is taking the piss out of me. Either one or the other, I have not known to this day, and even then, I think even David still taunts me with it, so... I can look back and then laugh at it now, but at the time, I was with my friend, and I was like, Paul, we're getting out of here, move. But yes, moving on. Kimono demo, so I'm guessing that's...
How to put one on and off.
Yep. Probably a Kemi Soloway would be there to do that. Wig styling, cosplay photography, DDR tournament. I'd love to take part in that, I tell you. Pub quiz, the Yaoi panel, Masquerade Ball, the video game library, and so much more. I haven't even covered half of these. So, that's at Leicester, I think?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Leicester, the DMU. From... Thursday, wait, what day? Are we? Yeah, from Thursday until Sunday. That's pretty long, actually. yes, and speaking of balls, there is one this weekend in Stratford, the one I'm going to, Iacon, the cosplay ball. Now, I think the story behind this was that sadly, Gemicon was going to be the SummerCon this year, but I think because of money, it had to cancel. So Iacon stepped in and said, right, okay, for one night only, because they don't run as a convention anymore, but they're just reviving it for this night, they said, right, we'll run a cosplay ball. So, yeah, so it's going to be... I'm really looking forward to it, actually. I'm going with David. And there's only 300 places, and I don't know if all the tickets have sold out. If they had, that's great. So I'm going to be going to that dressed. I'm actually cosplaying a proper rig out that I haven't done in such a long time, actually, apart from Osgood. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm going as Alicia from Aria.
Aria, the Venice futuristic.
That's the one. Yeah, that's the one. Yes. Because that's the only one that I can actually wear as a dress. So
there you go.
Exactly.
It's a cute costume anyway.
It is, yeah. The only thing is the boots I couldn't find, so I had to get like a pair of white goldish kind of shoes that kind of went, and I found a pair which is amazing, and they're high heels as well, so I'm going to be fantastic falling over as soon as I get out the door. yeah, so if you're going to Alcon or to the cosplay ball this weekend, if you see Aisha, go up and say hello to her, and if you see me at the cosplay ball, just come say hi, and we'll both say hello. We'll both say hi and chat to you, and have a fantastic time, because no doubt both events are going to be great. And no doubt me and I shall have plenty to talk about next week. So next on the list. Now, we talked about 3DSs last week. Very briefly. I don't know, because we had to cut the episode. That was my fault, so I'm sorry about that. Yes, we did. So, Nintendo Direct, they brought out a video in the wee hours of the morning again. And I am very, very confused about this. They're bringing out a brand new 3DS and 3DS XL, both the same sizes. But they will process more. They'll be able to, like, you can play your game more powerfully, you'll have more battery life, and also you can have the Amalto figurines that you're going to have in Brawl. And Alex, you said there was something about Monster Hunter.
Yeah, Japan are thinking of releasing it with a Monster Hunter game.
Oh,
because it's got an analog stick on the right hand side.
Oh yes, yes, but it's very tiny though, isn't it?
Bloody small.
I mean when they said about this analog stick, I was like, well, where is it? And then when someone pointed out, I went,
it's a little grey button at the top.
That's going to be annoying if
if
you're leaning on that, because it's literally above all the command buttons.
Mm.
So
it's in the wrong place.
Yeah, it should be at the bottom.
That's the only problem, because Nintendo actually sell a little bracket thing you can put on the sides with a little analog stick anyway. And I think they did this to try and get more sales. But it was mostly because if you want to move the camera, so if you're like playing like RPGs or action games, you can move around a bit. Even though 3DS hasn't got many action games that require it, except for Monster Hunter. But it's tempting.
See, this is annoying because I've pre-ordered now the new 3DS XL for Smash Brothers. So now what basically is being said to me is that, well, you could wait till next year, because we won't get it here until next year. Well, that hasn't actually been confirmed if we're getting it. I know America is, but...
Japan is getting it October?
Yes, I believe they are. But now you're telling me is that... So, if I want to play Smash Brothers, maybe I need to get this new 3DS? Or can I just stick with what I'm getting?
I don't know, because they have said certain games are going to be for that 3DS in particular.
It's really annoying. They must have
Super Smash Bros. On. They must have it on the normal one, because that's going to lose them so many sales.
Oh, no, it is going to be on the new one, because obviously they would have told me by now if they said, right, no, you can't buy it. But I know I'm not even thinking about the Immortal figurines in regards to helping me with Smash Brothers, because I don't really need them. I'm going to be honest. It's just a case of I'll collect them as little figurines and not use them, because I probably won't be as hardcore into Smash Brothers to update or level up my monsters as much. I'll just play it for fun, so to speak. But I'm worried now in the future that, you know, if you have to play a game and they'll just say, oh, no, you can't play it because it's not this. And you think, well... I don't want to pay another 150 or two for a 3DS or 100 or 200 for XL, just to play one game. You know, it's that's the thing that worries me, if anything.
Well, that's the thing. I think there's only one game I think that's been announced for the new DS. I can't remember what it is. It probably is the Remi version of Xenoblade.
Oh, Xenoblade, yes.
Who's in Smash Bros.
Yeah, that was another announcement that they did last week as well.
Which I was just like, this has to be a joke. I want to do that. And then they admit and went, yeah, we kind of had to do it. We got moaned at. But yeah, it's just, I probably will get the new 3DS.
No, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, it's just annoying. I have terrible timing when it comes to stuff like this. I think when I bought the 3DS, and then the 3DS XL was announced about 3 months afterwards.
Oh yeah, no, that happened to me. I bought a DS XL.
Yeah.
And then my friends, after I bought it, they were like, "Why did you get one of those for? Like, the 3DS is coming out like in a couple of months." I was like, "What? What?"
Yeah.
So that's why I only recently got a 3DS, even though they've been out for ages. But yeah, I can't be bothered to buy a new one.
Only got mine because I wanted Zelda.
Yeah, this is it. I'm only getting this one because it's Smash Brothers, and I wanted to get a 3DS XL that looks nice as well as.
Yeah.
So it's a bit annoying, but we'll have to wait and see because obviously it's not going to come out till. Well, we don't know. Hopefully soon. I'm just double checking if there's any more news gaming wise, but.
Persona!
Oh yes, Persona, sorry, yes, thank you very much. Persona 5. So today they released a very brief trailer.
Anime one as well.
An anime one, yes, of the.
It's making my voice go.
Yeah. And I'm the one getting the cold as well.
No, I'm fine.
That's excitement, I think. Yep. But it's basically a minute-long trailer of, I think it's the main character on the train?
Yep.
That's pretty much it. And they've announced it's going to be on the PS4 as well as the PS3.
Cool.
So for anyone who has a PS4, there you are. If you want to catch the trailer, I saw it on IGN's YouTube page, but no doubt
it's on their website as well.
Oh, is it on the Persona website?
Persona5.jp.
Oh, that's cool. Let me just see. That'd be interesting, actually. It'd be a good game to play because we haven't had a Persona game now, like a brand new one, for a while, have we?
No.
Because the last one was Persona 4 Golden.
Which fighting was... games.
Yes, that's a new one of that coming out as well. Ultimate Arena, something like that, number 2.
Mm.
I'm brilliant at that game. I think when we had our Christmas do last year, I was like, thrashing everyone. It was fantastic. So yes, I'm actually...
I'm terrible at it.
That's the only fighting game I'm actually good at. That's pretty sad to say, because I love fighting games, but I'm just absolutely dire at them. But this one, it's just like multi-bash, just keep using the same button over and over again, over and over again. And it's perfect. But no, I think that's it really for the show this week, and hopefully I won't have to cut any of this because it was a blaming nightmare last week to cut it. So yes, that's it from all of us. So as always, we shall see you next week. Oh yes, also our animes were on Crunchyroll once again, so if you want to watch the animes, they are on there. Also, a shout out to Will and to Philip, or also known as Philadelphia, for teaching me how to play Magic the Gathering today, because that's a game I've been meaning to play for a while. And I finally learned kind of how to play. I got bits and pieces of it, so yeah, I'm not going to be entering any tournaments anytime soon. Yeah, I'll play for fun, so yeah. And until then, we shall say our goodbyes, and we'll chat to you soon. Bye!
Bye! Bye.